For several hours, the Basque region of northern Spain has officially been at peace. A ceasefire declared by the armed Basque separatist group ETA went into effect at midnight Spanish time. ETA is considered a terrorist group by the United States and the European Union, and it's killed more than 800 people in its quest for Basque independence. Basques themselves are wondering what it will take to make this peace last. Jerome Sokolowski reports from the Basque port city of Bilbao.
The Iruña Bar is one of the many elegant Art Deco cafes in central Bilbao. People are sipping coffee around a big round wooden counter and on benches under the stained glass windows. For Montse Garcia and her colleagues, the impact of ETA's ceasefire is still sinking in. ETA already existed when we were born. It's part of our lives now, she says. It should go now, once and for all. That's at least what we're hoping. It's been a long time since Basques were so full of hope. For almost four decades, this tiny sliver of northern Spain, home to around 2 million people, has been plagued by car bombs, shootings, and intifada-like street violence. But despite at least a dozen truces that ETA has declared and subsequently revoked over the years, Chema González thinks this one just might work. We think this is the beginning of something, he says. It may not happen right away, but at least in a year or two, it could be resolved. Many Basques are encouraged that ETA actually said the word permanent, an adjective it has never used before to describe a ceasefire. But like many people here in the Basque country, Alberto Roteira Zabal expects that ETA will demand a price for peace. Of course, there's going to have to be a process of negotiations between ETA and the government on some very specific issues, like prisoners, he says. ETA's outlawed political wing has already hinted that it wants amnesties for around 500 jailed ETA members and a halt to the current prosecutions of suspected sympathizers of the group. But ETA's ultimate goal is independence for the three Basque provinces of northern Spain, as well as a slice of territory in southwestern France where Basque is also spoken. This has been rejected by both Spain and France. At another bar across the river, in a narrow alley of Bilbao's old city, posters of jailed ETA members plaster the walls. Mikel Arregui sits at the bar, reading a pro-independence newspaper. He says Madrid should at least allow a referendum on self-determination. Of course, that will be the key, he says. The foundation of the whole conflict is the right that we Basques have to be a free people under tutelage to no state. But it's far from certain that Spain's socialist government under Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero is willing to allow a referendum. Zapatero has been open to increasing autonomy for Spain's 17 regions, but to resolve the Basque conflict, he needs the support of the political right. The leader of the Conservative Popular Party, Mariano Rajoy, has warned that any political concession now would be a victory for terrorism. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Bilbao, Spain.